Jeff Links. This is NAWRO. Back over to you.
All right, NAWRO, KUAPLN. Yeah, thank you, and thanks. A big shout out to all of the folks at the Central Michigan Emergency Network, WATMN. They provide a lot of services, including the remote links that you're using today, but there are several layers to their network and a number of services that are available to your show. If you all aren't familiar with them, it's WATMN.net. We'll get you some exposure to all the things that you can do on their network. Let's go next up into Saginaw County. We'll talk to my cousin from a different family, I guess, and NAERL to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Daly, how you doing?
Hey, thank you, Max. Oh, beautiful day today. My wife and grandsons went to Frankenmuth to the Ice Festival. Had a great time. Sun, bright sun. Wind was down, so it was very enjoyable for them. Basically, I'm going to just give you a check-in. I don't have just a couple of comments. One thing I found interesting, I've been doing a little bit of scanning and I wouldn't say researching, but looking over the differing opinions of what our emergency radio service has been evolving to. A lot of interesting comments out there. Of course, I know, Max, you're all over that. And someday, if we ever get a chance to have an eyeball, I'd like to really talk to you about it and kind of see what some of your opinions are. I've also been quite intrigued by the de-expedition to the Sequio Island by Puerto Rico. What a fascinating story that is, how they have set up this, the island where they can be very, I guess you would say, innovative and be able to run the de-expedition remotely. Some of you probably know that the island struggled for years with invasive species and lost a lot of their species that were traditional to the island, and how it also it was used as a gunnery range during World War II, which basically makes it off limits for anyone to be on the island. So just kind of fascinating. Max, back to you, KEADON from NADRL.
NADRL, KEADON. Yeah, good signals, by the way, as always. Geez, I wish I'd known the Ice Festival this weekend. I wish we might have even gone to it today, but oh well. Let's see here. I forgot all about that. That's always fun, and with the weather we've had, no problem with the ice.